Starting Bezos Hashem, get in Daf Yod Aleph, and we will begin at the two dots, about 4 lines from the bottom of Daf Yod on the base, but just to really step back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah had brought down the din of shtarais. Can you use, more specifically, arkais? So can you use a non-Jewish court for shtarais? So the Tanakhama held that you can use a what's called arkais, or non-Jewish court, for shar shtarais, regular shtarais. But would not be valid for Gitei Nashim and Shechura Avadim. And the Gemara had asked on the Tanakhama, how could you use them, meaning a shtar, for monetary purposes, can serve as two functions. Either it could be a shtar raya, a proof of what happened, and that I can understand, or it could be a shtar matana, which is actually affecting the transaction. It's making the chalois, it's transacting. So how could a legal but a non-Jewish document make a Jewish Kenyan? So the Gemara had two answers, either Dina de Bachus Adina, or second answer was, really, it depends, that not all Shtari Mamain, just like we said, according to the Tanakhama, that you could only use Arkais, a legal, non-Jewish document in court, for monetary, and not for Gitin, Dahainu Gitin Nashim, or Shechura Avadim. So too, anything that you would need where the Shtar is making the Chalais, right, the get, it's the get, the physical document that's making the chalais of the get. Shechur Avadim. So too, matana would be the same thing. So that was the Tanakhama. Okay, so you cannot use it. You cannot use arkais. Rav Shimon held that, and that's what we're up to, Rav Shimon Eimer, af eluk shirim, that you can use arkais for Gitei Nashim and Shechur Avadim. And then the Mishnah ended. It said, loy huskuru el bezman shenasu behedyot, which we're going to have to explain. What does that mean? So hedyotis would be the opposite of arkais. Arkais means they're both non-Jewish. Hedyotis means that it's informal. It's just using a regular non-Jew as edim or to work as a shtar. What we're saying is there it wouldn't work. So who is that going in? We'll see in the Gemara. But first, let's just focus on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Eimer, elu ve'elu ksherin. So you can use an arkais, a non-Jewish court, for Gitei Nashim and Shechur Avadim. So the Gemara asks, "Ay, v'hala b'nei krisus ninhu? They're not b'nei krisus. How could you use a non-Jewish court for a Jewish divorce?" Now, lest you think, don't, and the Rishonim addresses, well, what about Dina de Malchus Adina? Dina de Malchus Adina does not apply to Isser. We're dealing with Isser, divorce, Shechur, right? We're dealing with Isser, and therefore, there's no havamina Dina de Malchus Adina would work like he did in the Tanakhama. So Amar Reb Zeira. So again, Vaha la b'nei krisus ninu. So how could you use an arkais to give a Jewish divorce? Amar Reb Zeira, Yar Reb Shimon l'shitasa shel Rabbi Elazar. That Reb Shimon is going in shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Da Amar edei misira karti. And we know we had this machlekes before. We mentioned this briefly yesterday, but we had this machlekes before. That what actually makes the gittin? What makes the chalais get? Is it the edim of, now it's the get document, but is it the edim and the get, or is it the Edim who witnessed, like by Kedushin, there's Edim there that witnessed the marriage, the Edim Kedushin, do we say that it's the Edim Mesira who are the Edim that are giving over the get? Okay, and therefore, since Rav Shimon holds that what's actually making the get, it's the Edim Mesira, so I don't really need the Edim signed on there for anything, and therefore I could use a legal document. It doesn't matter. The signature could be. Now, again, according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to deal with the fact, and the Rishonim do discuss it, the Farshim discuss it, you have to deal with the fact that, remember, the Pasuk clearly says, La Lishma. So you have to have something Lishma. According to our mayor, it's the Edei Chasima, right? It's the Chasima aspect. According to Rabbi Elazar, who's Edei Misira Karti, that means the Ksiva has to be Lishma, which means you would have to have some sort of aspect. You have to solve that because if we're dealing with a legal document. But Akal Panim, we're trying to focus now on the Edom sign in the star. Can I use the Edom sign in the star? So the Gemara says, "Vamar Rabba Abba, Maidu Rabba Lazar Muzuif Mitaycha Shapasol." If it's a legal document, that means you have non-Jewish Edom on there. You have non-Jewish Edom. So I understand that Rabbi Lazar, who holds Edom Isira Karti, that what makes the get in, that is the Edom who watched the handing over of the get. But then that would be fine if there were no signatures. But if you have signatures of people who are pasul la'edos, what's the concern? The concern is, and Rashi brings this out, that I might come, like if you think about it, in a normal process, you're writing the get and then you're handing the get over. So if, even though it's Edim Asir Karti, if you're going to allow people who are not kosher for Edim to sign, we might come to use them as Edim Asira. And that's the concern here. So mezuyef mitaychai, meaning if you have bad edim in the shtar, then it's going to pasul. So having no edim is fine, but having bad edim is not going to be good. So achamay askinan, what does the Gemara say? That we're talking about b'shem mois muvhakim. That we're talking about where the non-Jews have very non-Jewish sounding names, and therefore no one's going to rely on them. If you have a name, Christopher, Jesus, a name that no Yid has, and the document, you're not going to use them for Eidei Mesira, it's not a concern.
Jesus was Jewish.
That's okay. Hechi dami. Okay, so what are the Zagmar is going to give you examples. What are examples of Shemos Muvakim? Amar Papa, Kigai. Now, these were known non-Jewish justices. That's what, the people on the non-Jewish courts. Rashi says, Kula Shemus Dainei Abedei Kachavim Heim. And what are those names? Hormiz, Avudina, Bar Shiftai, Ubar Kidri, Ubati. Venakim Una. Okay, so, or Venakim Una. Those are all names of, Muvhakim, right? Non-Jewish names, confirmed non-Jewish names. Aval Shema She'ein Muvhakim. So the Gemara says, okay, so that means according to Rav Shimon, if it's Shema She'ein Muvhakim, meaning if you use Sam, could be a Jewish name, could be a non-Jewish name. Aval Shema She'ein Muvhakim, my loy. So you're going to say that it's going to be Pasul, Ihachi. Why to list the case of Pasul in the Seifa? Why did we have to go to Hed Yaitis? Why did we say that it's only going to be a problem? Why did we say that it's only going to be possible a get if you have with head yoitos, meaning in our case, it's always going to be fine? It's not true. Why, if we want a case of iser, just say our case, Reb Shimon, if the shemos are muvhakin, then the get will be kosher. But if they're not muvhakin, it'll be pasul. Why do we have to go to Hed Yoytis to find the case of pasul? So, Iyach Yitani Seifalei Huskarel B'zman Shinasu B'Hed Yoyt, Lifluk V'lesni B'di Dei. Why don't we find the case of psul within our kais? B'med Marma Murim, when do we say that, according to Reb Shimon, you can use our kais for the get, for the star of the get, Nashim, and Shechor, with Shemos Muvakim, the Shemos Muvakim, Aval Shemos Shem Muvakim Loi. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachanami Kamar. That's actually what it's saying. B'med Dvar Mamurim, B'Shemos Muvakim. When does Rav Shimon hold you can use the Arkais? That's B'Shemos Muvakim. Aval B'Shemos She'ein Muvakim. If they're not Muvakim, meaning if the name could be confused, could be Jewish name. Okay, we don't know. And therefore, you might come to rely on them. You know, it's a guy with the name Sam. You might come to rely on them because it's Sam. Nasa kamisha nasa behedyot u psulin. That it's now like the get was done behedyotis. Now, which hedyotis? There's going to be a little twist here. Rashi pulls this in. Which hedyotis? Not a get behedyotis, but nasa kamisha nasu shtar behedyotis, a shtar kesef behedyotis. So what we're saying is like this, that if you have shenus arkosh, shema she'ena muvakin, and I'll explain why in a second. But if you have Shema She'ein Muvhakin on the Shtar of a Get, that would be like a Shtar of Hedyotis. And this will really lend us into the next sugya to understand why. Rashi says that what are we talking about? The Hedyotis, that is a Shar Shtaris. Okay, now like this. Let's just think about this. Step out for a moment over here. So according to Rav Shimon, you can give a Get Be'ar Kais as long as the Shemas, because I don't need to rely on the Eidei Chasima, I just can't have them work against me, can't be problematic for me, so as long as they're Shemos Muvhakim. Okay? Now, if you hold Eidei Mesira Karti, and with Shemos Muvhakis, so I don't really need the Arkais for anything, period, at all, because I'm relying on the Eidei Mesira. You see, when you're dealing with a Shtar Raya of Mamayin, so then I need the authority, I need the Nemanus, so to speak, of the court system to say we're not going to put our names onto a document that we know is false for a transaction that didn't occur. They have a reputation to protect. Okay? So that's because we're relying on the document. Now, but we don't rely on Hedyotis. So what we see here is that according to Rav Shimon, when we said Eidei Mesira, that means that really, according to Rav Shimon, with Eidei Mesira, you could even use a document that was done by Hedyotis. Even if it wasn't signed by a legitimate court, it would be fine as well. Okay, so there's really, so far, we're discovering, and if you think of all the factors that we have to play with in our sugya, there's really four factors. Okay, and then that will kind of help determine the shittas. It's, are we dealing with arkais or hedyotis, non-Jewish court, official or unofficial, eide mesira, eide chasima, okay? Are we dealing with, right, are we dealing with shemos muvhakin or shemos she'ena muvhakin, okay? And then are we dealing with shar shtaros or are we dealing with get? So that's really the four factors at play in our sugya over here, okay? And this will come to light a little bit more because we're going to bring in right now, after the next Ibayisema, we'll try another answer. Okay, so what was the problem? Why did you have to come on to Hedyot? What's the Hedyot as a case of Pasul? In other words, again, like we explained, according to Rabbi Elazar, at least the way, according to the way, according to Rav Shimon, at least according to the way Rashi learns it, the Hedyot at the Seifa of our Mishnah is actually not talking about Gittit at all. It's saying that if you use Shema She'enim of Hakim, then it'll be like Shtar Hedyotis of a Shar Shtaris, not Gitei Nashim. The Iba Yisema, or the second answer is that the Seifa Asan Legitei Maman, that the Seifa is talking about Gitei Maman according to the Rabbanon. That's what Rashi says. When we say Gitei Maman, what we mean is according to the Rabbanon. V'achi kamar loy husku, Gitei Maman dipsulim elab is manchinasu behedyot. That any Gitei Maman, meaning any Shar Shtaris, would be fine in our kais, but in Hedyotis, it would not be okay. Now, that is the way we're learning the sugya right here. So if we want to just quickly stop and take measure of the machlokes, we had a machlokes Tanakama and Rav Shimon in our Mishnah. The machlokes is like this, that according to the Tanakama, even what you'd have to say is like this, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Now if you remember, we didn't really address this. Rashi kind of did on Amud Beis, but when we brought this sugya back on Daf Tes, when we brought our Mishnah, we said that the Tanakama is also going in Shitas Rabbi Elazar. If you remember that. So, which means that the Tanakama has to be true even if there's Eidei Mesira. Well, if you're relying on Eidei Mesira, so then why, according to the Tanakama, can you not use Gitei Nashim? Well, can you not use Arkais for Gitei Nashim? That's the question, right? And the answer is that where Shimon holds, Shemus Muvhakin are good enough to obviate, to take care that I no longer have the concern that I'll use them for Eidei Mesira, the Tanakama argues. So right now, if you wanted to set up what's the Machlokes or a way to explain the Machlokes Tanakama and Rav Shimon, according to the Tanakama, you know why you can't use Arkais for Gitei Nashim? Because we're still afraid, even if the name is a Shemus Muvhakin, we're still afraid that you might come to use them as Eidei Mesira. Rav Shimon does not have that concern. Okay, and that's what we're up to. Now, that is for Arkais for Gitei Nashim. Now let's address the rest of it. In other words, when it comes to Shar Shtaris in regards to Mamain, so it's clear the Tanakama says you could use Hedyotis for anything, maybe except for Chutz Mikiyat and Ashim. Rav Shimon would agree to that. You could use Arkais for Shar Shtaris for Mamain. And then there's when it came to Hedyotis, there we said you can't use Hedyotis. And we said that that's different by get, according to Rav Shimon, you can use Hedyotis because I have the Eidei Mesira and Shemus Mevakim, so therefore I don't care if it's an official court or not. It makes no difference to me. I'm not relying on them anyways. Tanya, I'm Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yesi, Kacham, Rebbe Shimon, L'Chachamim. Rebbe Shimon said the following to the Chachamim, B'tzidayin. Le'nechleku, Rebbe Akiva, V'Chachamim, Al Kol Hashtaras Ha'olam Barakais. Rebbe Akiva and the Chachamim don't argue on any Shtaras Ha'olam Barakais, Shaladei Chachamim, Sha'af Al Pi Shechismeim, Avdei Chachamim, K'sherim. Okay, they're not arguing. They hold any shtaris, any mammon, doesn't matter, any shtaris. I don't care if the shemois are muvhakin or not muvhakin. We can fully 100% for shtarei mammon rely on the arkais. Don't care where the names are. Doesn't matter. Okay? Ksherim. Va'afilu gitei nashim v'shechur evadim. That even gitei nashim and shechur evadim, I can use what? The arkais. Why? Because I'm relying on the Eidei Mesira and Shemos Muvakim, like we already established. Okay, so what's the machlokes here? Le'nechleku, so this is now going to be a machlokes according to Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, different than our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said that everybody's going to hold Hedyotis, to use Hedyotis for Shar Shtaris for Mama and wouldn't work. Here we're having a machlokes. Le'nechleku, Ela Bizman, Shenasu Behedyot. By Shtarei Mamain, with Hedyotis, not in Arkais. Rabbi Akiva Machshir. Rabbi Akiva says, even Shtar Mamain, I could use Hedyotis. V'Chachamim Poislin. And the Chachamim Pasel. chutz mi gitei nashim v'shecharei avadim. Now, this chutz is a little confusing, but what does this chutz mean? That gitei nashim v'shecharei avadim, everyone's going to hold, is kosher, even with hegyotis. Why? Like we just explained. Because it makes no difference, our kais or hegyotis. But now we really need to just step down and really understand this machlekes. We have a machlekes now when it comes to hegyotis for shar shtarais. Can I use, for shar shtarais, can I use hegyotis? Rabbi Akiva says, yes. The Chacham say no. What's the machlekes? So Tosfos explains, Rashi learns it a little differently than, I'm going to go with Tosfos' shot over here. And he says like this, that if you look at a normal shtar mamon, I'm relying on the arkai system, on the court system, which means I don't need Eidei Mesira. I don't care what the shemos are, shemos mubakin. I can use an arkai, straight up. According to, so that's by regular shtar shtaris. Now, the chachamim are going to have a problem. If we go ahead and say by hedyotis, if just like we're comparing it to Gitei Nashim, if you would use Eidei Mesira and Shemos Muvakin, then it would be okay, whether it was Arkais or Hedyotais. So it's because we're relying on the Eidei Mesira, okay? But since, now the thing is, to use, for Gitei Nashim, to use Arkais, you also need Eidei Mesira and Shemos Muvakin, right? So it makes no difference. Arkais or Hedyotais are essentially the same. So now, when it comes to mamon, since by our kais we were more makel and we didn't require Eidei Mesira, Shemos Mupakim when it comes, or specifically Eidei Mesira, when we're dealing with our kais, so the problem is, if we tell you for Hedyotis that you could use Hedyotis for Shar Shtaris, you might come to use Hedyotis without Eidei Mesira. And that's the Gezerah. Okay, so that's what the Rabbi Akiva says, no Gezerah, I don't have a problem. The Chachamim say, Chachamim Pasol. So they say again that shtar hedyotis, shar shtaris for to use hedyotis for shar shtaris, since we were so makel by our kais, when it comes to gaim that you don't even need edim, so you don't need anything. So therefore, we're going to have to be geyser. We're not going to allow you to do it with hedyotis. Rabbi Akiva is not geyser. Now, again, when it comes to gitei nashim and avadim, there, we don't care if it's Hedyotis or Arkais because we're going in Shitas Rabbi Elazar, it's Eidei Mesira Karti. We're relying on the Eidei Mesira. Again, as long as you have Shemos Muvakim, so the names aren't going to mess you up, they're going to work against you, then you're going to be fine. Rav Shimon Galil Omer, he says no. He says, Af Elu, even these Gitei Nashim, Ksherim B'makoyim She'en Yisrael Chaisman. So he says that, again, we're talking about Gitei Nashim, that he's arguing on this premise that we said in Rav Shimon that we don't care, as long as you have Eidei Mesira and Shemos Mepakim. He said it depends. That not having names that are Shemos Mepakim is not going to be enough. I still have a problem. Only time it's going to be okay is Afeluk Sherem B'makam She'en Yisrael Chaisman, in a place where they don't let Jews sign at all, so then I'm never going to come to use the people on the shtarais as Eidei Mesira. Let's say in that legal, the law of the land there is that the only all official documents need to be signed by our court system. So therefore, they're never going to use a Jew. So I'm never going to use the Eidei Chasim as an Eidei Mesira because we know he's not Jewish. In a place where Yisraelim are chaismin, even if the Shemos are muvakim, it's still going to be a problem. Again, because I have a problem, because I have a concern. If I start, again, I'll have bleed. If I start to use Shemos muvakim, I might come to use Shemos shein einam muvakim, and therefore it's still going to be a concern. Okay, and that is the way we learn the different shitas over here. Now, makam shein Yisrael chaismin, so the Gemara says, well, hold on one second. In a place where they don't, which Yisrael Chaisman, Makam She'en Yisrael Chaisman, Nami Ligzar Atu Makam She'en Yisrael Chaisman. Well, if you're concerned, in a place where you didn't sign that you might come to rely on non-Jewish Aiden for the Eidei Mesira, then why don't we just make a Gzeira Atu in the place, right, in the place where they don't let Yidin sign. So the Gemara says, Shema B'Shema Mechlef. So yeah, I'm willing, Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to make a Gzeira, Shemos Muvakim, to Shemos Einim Muvakim to Shemos Muvakim, Shemos Muvakim to Shemos Einim Muvakim. So I understand that Gezera. Shema B'Shema, names can get confused. Asra Ba'Asra Le'Mechlef. Okay, but it's pretty clear, right? If everybody knows in this place they don't, so then I'm not going to confuse it with another place. Ravina Savar, we have another story now. Ravina Savar La'Achshuri B'Knufyasa Da'aramai. So he wanted to allow, using, this is Shtar Shtar, right? Shar Shtaris, so Shtar Mamon, to use not in a gathering of Aramai. So there were a gathering, a group of non-Jewish people. Now, this is not, Rashi says clearly, that it is not Arkais. It's not Arkais. Some of the other Rishonim are more specific. What they say is it's something in between a Hedyot and Arkais. Why? Because if there's a lot of people around, so a person's also not going to want to be seen as a shakron, as a liar. That's the whole thing. It's an emunus. Are they trustworthy? Okay, so if they have something to lose, so in a group, so the Havamina was that maybe it would be okay. Better than Hedyot. I understand it's not Arkais, it's not official legal system, but maybe it's something better. And Amar Le Rafam told him, sorry, Arkais Tanan, it's only for Ma'ais, for Mamain, for Shash, you could only use Arkais. You could not use Hedyotis at all, and it has to be official Arkais. Amar Rava, Haishtar Parsa, following Shtar is a Shtar in Persian. So it's a Shtar, the Masre Niale Ba'ape Sade Yisrael, it was given over with Edei Mesira. Okay, so again, we, according to Rabbi Lasser, Edei Mesira Karti, we shouldn't really care about the shtar. Okay, and therefore, again, even when we're talking about with money, this is going to be a money, right? Hashtar Parsa, this is a monetary shtar. Sha'asu Blashim Parsi, Bechasu Parsin, Hadyotis, and Olav. Okay, the Masra Niyali Ba'ape Saudi Yisrael, Magbiyan Maybe B'nei Chayrin. You can collect from B'nei Chayrin, meaning that you can't use it. What, when we say you can collect from B'nei Chayrin, what it's telling us, you can't collect Mishubadim. You can't collect from fields that had a lien. You can't go and take away fields that had a lien and say that this shtar was earlier, was an official document. So the Gemara says, okay, well, but you can collect from B'nei Chayri. V'hala yada l'mikra. So I, the Edei Mesira, how are we relying on the Edei Mesira as validating the shtar? It's written in Persian. They don't know Persian. So the Gemara says, B'yadi, they do know Persian. V'ha ba'ina k'sav shen yachol l'zayif. You need paper that is tamper-proof, you know, like the back of the checks, it has to be tamper-proof paper. So the Gemara says, Veleka. So the Gemara says, Bedafitzon. Okay, I guess the standard paper in those days wasn't like that. It was only the paper that we would write our shtaros on were Adafitzin. Okay, they were treated with some sort of gallnut or whatever it was, where they had a certain hue where it was tamper-evident. Okay, so the Gemara says, yeah, they used the tamper-evident Shtaros paper as well. In order for it to be a legally binding shtar, meaning that the Edei Mesira are going to rely on, you have to have at the end where it says, right, that sheyachser the main yonah shel shtar b'shita achreina, you basically have a summary line at the end. Okay, the last line of the shtar must have the details of the shtar. V'leka, so the Gemara says, b'dibahader. Yeah, this shtar did. Okay, it happened to be written in Persian, but it conformed to all the sensitivities of what the shtaros that we would want are. Ihachi, so the Gemara says, okay, so then it should be 100% valid. I mean, Mishabdi Nami. So why are you only collecting with the shtar from an Echari? Why not Mishabadim? So the Gemara says, Lesle Kala. Since the Edei Chasima are Parsi, the ones on the shtar, they are the ones that generate the call. Rashi says, okay, that like this. We commonly think of the ability to collect from Mishubadim is based on the strength, if I was earlier. But there's really two sides to it. Number one, if my shtar was earlier. And number two, if the guy that would have bought the property later, who put the lead on, who bought the property later, that I'm going to go collect it from, if he should have known that there was that there was a loan out to the property holder. So if there's no call, so then we're not going to go ahead. And even though technically we're saying it's a valid document, but since there was no call, we really need those two sides. Number one, you need a valid document to collect from Mishabadim. And number two, you need that the person who bought the field understands that the person that you're buying the field from somebody who owes money, and they there may be a lien holder who might come back on that field. And since you don't have the call here, so therefore, you can only collect from, it's a valid document, you can only collect from B'nei Chayrin. By my name, Rei Shlakish, Merv Yechanon. Edim, Hachasum and Allah get, if you have Edim who sign on a get, and they, now we're talking about, Rashi says, May Eretz Yisrael ba. We're not talking about Din Esayam. Edim, we're just talking about Edim and Eretz Yisrael that signed on a get. Vishmaisam Kishmaisa Vechachavim. Now the names sound like non-Jewish names. Now, and we don't know, are they Jewish or not? We have no idea. Mahu. Okay? We're talking about Edim Achasum and Allah get. We're talking about a get. And we don't know if they're Jewish. Can we assume that the get's kosher, that they're Jewish names? In other words, Mahu Lach Shurei Be'edei Mesira. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Le. So the response was, this was Rishakash asked Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said back, Only Shemais Muvhake, right? These names, Lucas Velus, these are names that are bona fide non-Jewish names. Vidavka Lucas Velus, Loi Shechichi Yisrael Damaski Bishmasayu. Because it's not normal for that to, those to be Jewish names. Avo Shema Hasachrini, the Shechichi Yisrael Damaski Bishmasayu, Loi. And using any other name would be a problem. Okay, these are Shemas Muvhakin, says Rashi. And that's why it's going to be okay. Okay, so it sounds like a similar case, and the Rishonim have different kinaches in how to learn this, but it sounds like it's a similar shaila to what we, being Peshit, based on what we already know, right? According to Shitas Reb Shimon, it sounds like we're like the Chachamim in the Brisa that we had before, or Shitas Reb Shimon, that you can rely on Edim and Sira along with Shemus Bupakim. Okay? So Esve, Frakta Gemara, we're going to ask, Gitin Habayim Medina Sayyam, the Edim Chis Min Aleim. So let's say you have a get that comes from Medina Sayyam, and the Edim sign, the Mafal Pisha Shmai Sayyam, Kishmai Sayyam, the Chachamim, Ksherin. It would be kosher. Why? So we're saying that it's going to be kosher, and we're saying with or without Edei Mesira. Essentially, we could assume that they're Jewish names. Okay? So how are you telling me that if it's a Shena, Shena, Muvhakin, right? Again, now we're looking at it the other way. We're saying, well, if it's a Shema, Shena, Muvhakin, why don't we just assume it's a Jewish document, it's a get, assume that it was done by Yidden. We see that if the get comes from Chutz La'aretz, we're going to say it's kosher, even if it's a non-Jewish name. So why are you telling me it's only Lucas and Luce, and it's Edei Mesira, and we're not going to be Chayshish? Why don't we assume that they're Yidden? So the Gemara answers, Hasam Kedetani Taima. No, because that's in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, we already said, Kedetani Taima, Meshe Rav Yisrael, which is Chutz La'aretz, Shemarsem, Kishrasat, Chachavim. Because Rav Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz have non-Jewish names. Therefore, when the get comes from Chutz La'aretz, we're going to rely on the fact that it's a non-Jewish name and say it's Jewish, and that we don't need the Edei Mesira necessarily component of it. Okay? It's the fact that we could assume it's Yidden signing on it. Versus, here we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not Shechichi. It's weird to have non-Jewish names. And therefore, it's only Lucas and Luce that we would say it's okay with Edei Mesira. Otherwise, we're going to say it's a problem because you might come to rely on them. Okay, so that's the first Lashon. V'yikad ha'amri ki masnisa ba'yiminei. That he actually asked, the Shiloh was, gin ha'bam medina sayam, and they have non-Jewish names, can you use them? Or not, from Medina Sayyam, not from Eretz Yisrael, from Medina Sayyam, this is the second Lashon. Upashlemi Masnisa, and he answered, we have a Braisa. It says, yes, that you are able to use them. Now, what that means is, you're only allowed to use Jewish names. And some Mefarshim learn, the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is in Eretz Yisrael, it sounds like you could only use non-Jewish names if the get came from Chutz La'aretz. But if it gets from Eretz Yisrael, I don't care any non-Jewish name you can't use in the second Lashon.
If it came from Chutz La'aretz.
Okay, so we'll start the next Mishnah. It says, "Aimer ten get ze le'ishti." Now we had this also when we were going back and forth back on Daf Tes. We brought this Mishnah as well. So the man gives a shliach the get, and he says, "Give it to my wife, v'shtar shechus ala'ati, or give this get to my eved, free my eved." Imratza lachzer b'shnehem yachzer divrei meir. Meir holds that you can go back, meaning you send the shliach. He can say, "You know what? I'm being mavato the shliach. I want the get back. Don't give it. Don't deliver it." Fine. Bagite nashim, that you can. Why? What's the svaras machlokes? Because you can only be chaven shaloi befanav. You can only be chaven befanav. Right. So again, the woman getting her get would cut her off from mezainah. So that is a chayv. And therefore, when the husband releases the get, that is a chayv. So the shliach essentially would not be zachin on behalf of the wife because it's a chayv for the wife. And therefore, the husband can cancel the shlichas. When it comes to get shechor for an eved, so that's a machlokes. Rav Meir says that it's a chayv for the eved to be set free. We'll see why in a moment. And the chum say it's not. According to the chum, since it's not a chayv, it's a zchus. So once the shliach accepts the get, he's accepting it. So now it's his chutz. It's like he's mizake the eved, and therefore the master can no longer go back. We're going to address this in the Gemara. Okay, now, why? She'im yirtza, what's the difference between Isha and eved? She'im yirtza, according to the Chum, she'im yirtza shalolazun es avdoi rishai, Because anyways, the master cannot feed his Eved at all. He doesn't have to. It's not like for Mezainas Isha, it's in the Ksuba. Eved, he can decide he's not feeding his master. Okay, and therefore, Vishalalazanis Ishtai Einarishai. Okay, and therefore, so the Chacham says is a fundamental difference that since when it comes to Mezainas anyway, when it comes to the Eved, he could choose elect not to feed the Eved. So therefore, there's no chayv that when he frees the Eved is no longer going to get Mezainas. Well, he could cut off Mezainas now. As opposed to the Isha, there is a chayv. And since there's a chayv, therefore, the Shaliach is not being Zaycha for the recipient of the Shtar. Amar Lehem, the Rameir says, one second, there is a chayv. Well, the Eved can no longer eat Truma. K'shem Shu Paisalos Ishtai. Okay, so he's posseling that the Rameir is saying that it's an issue of this person, the recipient, will no longer be able to eat Truma. So it is a chayv. Okay, Amrulai, the Chacham said, one second, Pnei Shu Kinyana. No, that is not a direct cause of the get. Oh, he's cutting him off from Truma. No, he is setting him free. As a result, that's his chus. And as a result, he can, by the way, no longer eat Truma. We'll see more on this in the Gemara. Now, but let's go back to this Iker idea. Yasser Rav Huna v'Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef kamei d'Rav Yirmiyah. So we have a story. Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyah. V'yasser Rav Yirmiyah v'kam enam nim. Rav Yirmiyah was dozing. V'yasser Rav Huna v'kamar. Rav Huna, okay, was sitting. So he was speaking. He had the floor, so to speak. He was speaking. Now, by the way, Tosfos says this is not the standard Rav Huna, because you'll see that it wouldn't make sense that he was sitting in front of Rav Huna was much greater. So it wouldn't make sense that Rav Yirmiyah would be dozing off and they'd be sitting in front, darshing in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Also, Rav Yirmiyah is going to call him Dardiki, which would be problematic. But either way, what is he saying? What is Rav Huna saying? We see from the Shitas Rabbanon who says that what? What did the Rabbanon say, different than Rameir? That there's a difference between get Shechor and get Isha. Dahainu, that if the master sends the get Shechor with a Shliach for the Eved, he can't be Chayzer anymore. So Mishraminam Rabbanon, Hatoifis Labal Chayv Kana. That if a person grabs something, let's say you owe somebody money, and I grab something of yours for the Baal Chayv, so I can be kinda by grabbing something. Why? What's the point here? The point is that really this shliach is supposed to be the shliach of the master. Now, if we're saying that the master can't pull it back, essentially what we're saying is the shliach grabbed it, took it away, and is giving it to the eved. So we see, right? So you want to say even in a place where it's chav l'acherim, meaning that's going too far. Again, what's the problem over here? The shliach is essentially grabbing the eved away from the master and giving him to the eved when it's chav l'acherim, chav to the master. So, and you can't say that. Amar lei in. He said, yeah, I'm willing to say that. Adahachi Yitar Behu Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah woke up. Okay, he was dozing. He's like, hey, what's going on over here? What did I just hear? Amar Lahu Dardiki Hachi Am Rav Yechanan. Sorry, Rav Huna. I was referring to Dardiki, Rav Huna. The Rav Yechanan said, Atoifas Abachayv V'makam Shachav L'Acherim Loikana. Okay, that's the din. Loikana. It does not work. You can't grab something. Makam Shachav L'Acherim. There's no way that's going to work. So how are you going to explain our Mishnah? Because it seems like that's what's going on over here. The entire Mishnah Seinu, Kola Aimer Tinu, Kaimer Zachu Dami. Because when the master gave over the get to the Shliach, and he said Tinu, it's like he said, go be Mezakeh for the Eved. Okay, I'll read Rashi over here. The Einze Kishar Toifes, Elabaloso Shliach Lezakos. But no, even though Rashi on Daf Tes said that the Eved isn't actually Meshuchar until the get is Baldi Yadai, until it gets, still we see that the shliach, because you said tenu separate din. This is not a toifes lebal chayv makam shachav la'acherim lekana, but it's a separate din because you said tenu. It's like you said tenu v'zachu, and since zachu shalom levavanav, sorry, it's too late now. Okay, and we will stop here.